Acts chapter 22, and we'll read from verse 22. You'll perhaps recall with me that Paul has just been giving his testimony to a huge gathered crowd in Jerusalem. It's the time of the Passover feast. Jerusalem is full. It's at the temple. There's been a little bit of a riot, and Paul has now found himself giving his personal testimony and the words of the Lord to the gathered Jews and also to the Roman soldiers that had to protect him from the attack that he faced. So the people gave him audience, we're told. They listened to what Paul was saying as he spoke to them in the Hebrew tongue. And verse 22 of Acts 22 says this: "And they gave him audience unto his word, and then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought," that's Paul, "to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging." So he was going to get a whipping, "that he might know whereof they cried so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? And he said, Yea. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was freeborn. Then straightway they departed from him which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. On the morrow, because he would have known the certainty whereof he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before them." It is clear, as we read these verses, that the hatred of the Jews for Paul was very intense. But did you notice how the Lord gave Paul the opportunity for the gospel to be preached, for the message of the gospel of God's grace to be declared before these people? Here was a crowd that was really angry, and yet when Paul spoke to them, there was a quietness came upon that great crowd. And there's a lovely truth in that, I think. For even although we find that the world is such a noisy place, and the world is such a chaotic place in times, the Lord is careful to maintain his witness and to give that little gap, that little space, for the preaching of the gospel to be done. And the reason for that, I believe, is because God uses the gospel both to gather his people to himself and to bless his people, to help his people, to comfort his people as the preaching of the gospel goes forth. And so even although this world is very chaotic and noisy and riotous, and there are so many things going on in it, and it seems as if the very word of God itself will be crowded out and overridden, yet the Lord providentially and sovereignly gives us that space, that opportunity to hear the preaching of the word of truth. It very likely is the case that when Paul told these people that God would have the gospel go to the Gentiles, that that was when they started to shout out again. And that was when they said that they wished Paul dead. But with Paul, we believe that God has the right to send his gospel to whomsoever he will. Because the gospel, and indeed the gospel of salvation, is God's gift to give it to whomsoever he pleases. And that's why we are so confident when we preach the gospel, when God gives us opportunity to preach the gospel, when the gospel goes out, whether it's in the confines of a building, when we gather together, when we meet for church, or whether it's over the internet as we preach and share together on occasions like this. That gospel is going out at God's behest, and no man can stop it. The chief captain, we're told, gave orders for Paul to be whipped and to be tortured in order to extract from him a full confession as to why the Jews were so upset. And it seems that there was a centurion and a number of examiners that were given the responsibility of whipping Paul in order to get this confession from him. But as these men began to bind Paul, and they would have tied him to a pillar, they would have tied him to some sort of post in order to whip his back and scourge him with their whips in order to put him into so much pain that he would tell them anything that they wanted so that the whipping would stop. Paul asked the centurion a simple question. And we read it there in verse 25. He said to the centurion, "Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned?" You see, Paul asked it as a simple question, but he already knew what the answer was. It was very much against the law for these Roman soldiers to bind a Roman, far less to whip him or to kill him without trial. And already these soldiers were in a very precarious position, because anything that they did to Paul could be done by law to them and to the captain of the guard who was in charge. If Paul really was a Roman, then the very fact that they had arrested him and bound him up meant that the captain of the guard was already in big trouble. And this little incident shows us again how all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Tarsus, you remember from our previous talks together, Tarsus, it was a city in modern day Turkey. It wasn't Rome, but Tarsus had the privilege of being what was called in the times of the Romans a free city. It was a privileged city in the Roman Empire. And Paul's parents were free citizens of that city of Tarsus. Now, the captain of the guard, he also was a Roman citizen, but he tells Paul, "I had to pay a large amount of money to buy my citizenship, to become a citizen of Rome." He was probably a Syrian or perhaps a North African or a Greek. But he had to buy his citizenship of Rome. He was wondering how Paul, a man of Tarsus and a Jew by his own confession, could really be a Roman. And Paul says, "I have my Roman citizenship by my birthright, because I was born a free man in the free city of Tarsus." You know, as I was thinking about that, I thought that was a lovely picture of man-made religion and the grace of God. We cannot buy the benefits of the gospel by our efforts or our good works, because they are freely given to us as a privilege of the new birth by the Holy Spirit. And you know, we have many privileges because of who we are and where we are born. We might be a citizen of America, and that's a very privileged citizenship to have. Or we may possess a British passport, and that too is a privilege to have. But it is better far to be a free-born child of the kingdom of heaven. This captain had no grounds to condemn Paul, and he therefore decided that he would call him before the Jewish council. The chief priest and the Sanhedrin were called upon to give an explanation as to why Paul was being attacked by the Jews. And having first sought to murder Paul, now this Jewish council must appear before the Roman captain of the guard and defend their actions and give an account of themselves. And I think there's something wonderful here about us being under the protective hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 118 verse 6 says this: "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" And I want us all to remember that little verse today. The Lord is on my side. If we trust in the Lord, if we trust our well-being, if we trust our health, if we trust into the goodness of God, the Lord is on my side, and we have no need to fear. You know, Paul was getting to be quite an old man by now. He was well into his 60s probably around this time. I probably shouldn't say that that's old, because I don't feel that old. But anyway, he was getting on in years. But God used the very place that he was born all those years before to be the reason for his deliverance. Such is the providential goodness of God. He has all things working together. He is on our side, and we have no need to fear. And trusting Christ is having confidence in his saving power and in his continuing help towards us. So there's a few thoughts for the younger people perhaps, but for all of us to draw some comfort from, that the Lord is on our side, and Paul was delivered once again because he was a Roman citizen and a free-born citizen of Tarsus. Well, thank you for listening. Let's just have a wee word of prayer together.